Starting 26th of August.
I'm Tobias, airport chaplain.
At Australia's most chaotic airport resides its steadiest hero.
You must have a few stories.
The Airport Chaplain starts 26th of August on SBS and on demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
60 years ago, 200 Gurindji, Modbora and Walpuri people walked off a remote cattle station in the Northern Territory, taking a stand against discrimination and poor working conditions. The walk-off, now known as the Wavehill Walk-off, became a defining moment for Indigenous land rights in Australia.
Vesty was fat, with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor.
At the time, Aboriginal workers in the Northern Territory were paid far less than their European counterparts. Sometimes half, sometimes nothing at all. Wavehill Station was owned by British Lord Samuel Vesty.
We must remember that we are only the tenants of the land, and the government owned the land. It's government, it's Commonwealth land.
Vincent Lingari, who led the workers on strike, was a stockman on the station.
He said, "Hey, you're stealing another man's country." And I said, "Well, what was before the Vesty born and I born? It was a black fella country."
Commencing the walk-off in 1966, the workers set up a new camp 20 kilometres away at Daguragu in 1967. With a petition for a lease over the land knocked back by the Governor-General, hope for action on land rights was again ignited in 1972, when former Labor Prime Minister Gough Whitlam won government. The next year, the Wavehill lease was split in two, with the Gurindji gaining one. When the strike finally came to an end in 1975, Gough Whitlam famously poured a handful of sand through Vincent Lingiari's hands.
"I solemnly hand to you these deeds as proof in Australian law that these lands belong to the Gurindji people."
Mervyn Bishop, Australia's pioneering Indigenous press photographer, took one of the most famous photographs in Australian history. He spoke to NITV about the process of getting that shot.
"And we both doesn't look real good. So how about when they finish speaking, is that we take them outside in the bright sunlight and we do it again." The officialdom stopped. I said, "Mr. Whitlam, may we do this again outside in the nice bright sunlight? It'll look better."
Oh, very well."
I said, "Just one moment. Would you mind standing there, waiting there? I'll go and get Uncle Vincent Lingiari." Just a moment. Focused up. Flash on the camera to fill the shadows and took about four pictures.
The Wavehill walk-off helped lead to the landmark 1976 Aboriginal Land Rights Act in the Northern Territory, Australia's first ever piece of land rights legislation. Mr. Bishop says he's humbled to have captured such a moment in history.
"Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. There's a beautiful picture. There are other famous pictures around in the world created before me, and still people look to them and they get a bit of a background of the history of the of that particular image, whether it was war pictures and things that happened over the years. Well, it's become certainly an icon of imagery. I feel honoured, mostly, and humbled, because it's the way what I've done, it appeals to them."
Marking the 60th anniversary of the walk-off, a pilgrimage of hundreds has arrived at Kalkurinji to commemorate the milestone, with 3 days of music, sport and cultural celebration. Speaking to NITV, those attending the march say it's an important time to reconnect and remember those who walked before.
"It means coming back and seeing family, which is always really important, and just thinking about all the people who were on that march and what they did for the rest of us. So it's, for me, it's like a coming home, because I'm based elsewhere, but I love seeing family up here. So it's really good.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.